Sonoma and Napa counties have been hit hard by unforgiving wildfires that continue to ravage Northern California. As Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich reports, it's too early to gauge the economic toll on the region's famed wine industry.
With fires still burning and many communication lines down, Sonoma County Agricultural Commissioner Tony Liniger says he hasn't made any formal assessment of damage to the agricultural sector. Liniger's heard anecdotal reports and seen photos of several burnt-out wineries. He's had reports of power outages and actual vineyards burning, too. He says that's unusual. Normally,
a vineyard would actually serve as a pretty good fire break because you have the green vegetation, you have the ground that's tilled up, similar to what a fire break would do. But in this circumstance, the winds were so high intensity and the heat of the fire and the intensity of the fire actually caused vineyards to burn.
Even in areas clear of the wildfires, Liniger says smoky air is keeping field workers out of vineyards ready for harvest, like Cabernet Sauvignon grapes, which ripen later than other varietals. Steve Dutton has vineyards in Sebastopol, just west of the Tubbs fire that devastated the city of Santa Rosa. His Chardonnay grapes are ready for harvest.
Well, I have some grapes left to pick. I know other guys have grapes left to pick. We're holding on that right now because of the winery we have to go to is in Napa to deliver them, and they're supposedly out of power, and I don't really know how to get there right now with the road closures and fires that are going, it's still actively going on.
Napa and Sonoma are California's two leading counties in terms of the average value of their wine grapes. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.